USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx has been tapped to help manage the distribution of remdesivir to hospitals nationwide amid growing frustration among physicians who say they've been unable to access the drug for their sickest COVID-19 patients. Birx, a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, is known as the person who's constantly reviewing the numbers, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. A week ago, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for remdesivir after preliminary evidence found the drug cut the time patients had to spend in the hospital from 15 days, on average, down to just 11. The FDA's authorization specified the unapproved drug could be used for severely ill adults and children hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 diagnoses who have low blood oxygen levels and or are on a ventilator. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As coronavirus hotspots erupted around U.S. meatpacking plants, experts are criticizing extremely tight working conditions that make the factories natural high-risk contagion locations. Midwestern politicians are pointing the finger at workers' living conditions as well, suggesting very crowded homes bear much of the blame. A federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Sunday services. The ruling from the Eastern District of Kentucky sided with the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Nicholasville, but applies to all places of worship around the Commonwealth. Two other federal judges, including U.S. District Judge David Hale, had previously ruled the ban was constitutional. Also on Friday, Hale of Kentucky's Western District granted Maryville Baptist Church an injunction allowing in-person services at that specific church, provided it abide by public health requirements. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Of all the shortages created by the coronavirus pandemic, the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer and the bottled water, the oddest of them seems to be dogs and cats, too. That's right. The New York City area, the epicenter of the disease, there's a run on pets, at least the adopted or foster kind. Muddy Paws Rescue and Best Friends Animal Society are reporting shelters that they work with are either all out or almost out of cats and dogs after a surge in applications over the last 2 weeks. The run on pet seems to extend beyond New York. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said their Los Angeles office saw a 70% increase in animals going into foster care, and Best Friends said many of the shelters in Washington, D.C. are reporting the same phenomena. Little Richard, a founding father and pioneer of rock and roll, has passed away at the age of 87. His son, Danny Penniman, confirmed the death to Rolling Stone magazine. A cause of death remains unknown. Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman, known for his flamboyant performing style and hits like Tutti Frutti, Long Tall Sally, and Good Golly Miss Molly.
Good Golly Miss Molly!
His musical influence was everywhere and touched artists such as the Beatles, who re-recorded several of his songs, including Long Tall Sally. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Bill Haley also covered his music. Many young British musicians such as the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart all credited him as an influence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.